pray on you guys and just the honor and the privilege to pastor. I'm like, God, they're awesome. He goes, yeah, they're my kids. So Sherry and I really just, man, we get to pastor. And you guys, you know, I know we pour into you, but I'm telling you, there's so much that you deposit in us. And we just say thanks. Thanks for keep on. Let's pray. Father, you're wonderful. That is who you are. You are love. That is who you are. You are wisdom. And I thank you, Father, that you give all of that to us because you're God. And today we take hold of the spirit of wisdom and we just say that eyes be open, ears be open, heart open to hear truth and light and freedom today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I've been doing a series, or you've been listening to a series on eternity, and we talked about hell, that's part of eternity. I thought heaven was really cool too, that's part of eternity. And today we're going to talk about eternal rewards. So if you've got a note, paper, write that down. We're also going to touch on an inheritance. And they're two different things, but they're both there. They're two different things, but they're both there. And, you know, sometimes there's certain major things in the Bible that it's not an either or. You know, excuse me, it's not both. Such as there's only one way to heaven through. Right. So there's only one way, but it can't be, oh, there's only one way through to heaven through Jesus and also or eating a bowl of Frosted Flakes. No, there's not that or that both. There's certain times it's just one thing. Okay. So, but today I'm going to talk about our inheritance and rewards, and they're both there for us. But there's a difference, okay? Now, I tend to be a little literal, like black and white, like it's only this way. And anybody raise your hand? You're like that? One honest person over there. No, the rest of you all free in Jesus. But long time ago when Jack and I first got married, this guy would tell stories and he'd say, you know, there were five of these things. And I'd go, no, honey, really, actually, there were six. And then I get the look. Y'all know what the look. That meant we were going to talk about it later. So, you know, and I would do this all the time. He'd say it was this, and I'd say, no, actually, it was really this. So I get the look, and in private, he'd go, Dee, for crying out loud, I'm just telling a story. It's no big deal. So chill. So it's taken me, and I think I'm getting better. I am. I'm getting a little better at not being so literal. But there's certain things in the Bible I am. And if I give you the finger, this one here, I am, okay? But there are other things in the Bible that are both. So we're going to talk about both things today. So if you're taking notes, write down inheritance and write down the words reward, all right? And by the way, this is our main idea, so write this one down. Ready? We receive an inheritance by believing in Jesus. Some of you are like, well, duh, Pastor D, I learned that downstairs. I know, but this is the second part. And we have rewards by living for Jesus. So we're going to talk about this, okay? They're both there, but they're a little different, all righty? Now, how do we get our inheritance? We get our inheritance by believing in Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. When you believe that Jesus is your personal Lord and Savior, you get an inheritance. Everybody go, yay. I know, I like it, okay? So when I believe that Jesus is my personal Lord and Savior, I become a child of God. Raise your hand if you're a child of God, okay? I become a child of God, and I get an inheritance, and you get an inheritance. That's awesome, okay? But how we live for God after is how the rewards happen, okay? So they're both ours, but they're both a little different. So we're going to talk about that. If you're taking notes, write this down. And this is just like foundational. Some of you are like, Pastor D, I know that. Some of you are like, I think I heard that. Just wasn't paying attention. Some of you are like, it's like the cow jumping over the moon. You're like, what? So write this down. You ready? We are heirs of God. We are heirs of God. Okay? Now, did you know that if you're a Christian, you are then an heir of God? If you're a believer, you've asked Jesus to be, I was talking to my little grandson yesterday, and Cassie's like, Mom, he's having a hard time with this. Jesus, come live in my heart, but Jesus is up in heaven. I was like, you know, when you're three, that's an interesting thing, but we just take it and we build from it. So I will say, if you've asked Jesus to come into your heart, be the Spirit of God to come into your heart, you now have an inheritance. I have an inheritance, okay? And guess what? We are going to share in the kingdom of God, okay? We're going to share in God's kingdom, okay? Now, we have earthly parents, and when they die, hopefully, they leave you an inheritance, right? Okay, but God's not like that. He leaves you an inheritance. By the way, God's not going to die. He always was and he always is. Try explaining that to a three-year-old, okay? These are really fun concepts that you just work on, all right? So God's not like our earthly. He is God. He is. He'll always be. And he gives us an inheritance. Praise God. He gives us an inheritance, okay? And that means we will share in his kingdom. Now, I have a friend whose mom passed away about 7 years ago. And then this past year, her dad died. And she was telling me she's one of four. There's three girls and one boy. And they went to do the reading of the will, or they found it and they read the will. What I can't remember if they were that legal on that. So they're reading the will, and the dad left all of them an inheritance equally. One quarter, four of them. Now, the interesting thing is you could go, yeah, but their brother, he just didn't do the straight and narrow, and he ended up in jail for a while, and then he ended up in rehab, then he ended up in jail, then he ended up in rehab, and he's actually doing really good now, okay? But there was a time when he didn't call dad, because you know where he was, okay? And you could think, well, you know, he shouldn't get as much, right? You can think that. Okay, but this dad, this earthly dad, the inheritance came to all four of them equally. All righty? Okay, God is better than that. We are his children. He gives all of us an inheritance, whether we check in with him every day, follow his directions. This is the good, good God we have. So praise God, praise God. So we have an inheritance, and you simply receive it, and you should write this down, because I'm a child of God. I receive it because I'm a child of God. That's it, not because I call dad once a week, okay? I receive it because I'm a child of God. Now, last week we talked about heaven. How many enjoyed talking about heaven? I was like, crazy, wonderful. So we're talking about heaven, or excuse me, Pastor Sherry was last week. I was the week before that. Sitting there, yeah, that's right. So we talked about heaven is part of our inheritance. Everybody remember that? If you didn't, write it down. Heaven is part of your inheritance, okay? And you inherit it because I've asked Jesus to be the Lord of my life. I'm a child of God. I'm going to inherit it in heaven. It's awesome, okay? So let me give you a good scripture. We went over this last time. Romans 8, verse 16. Romans 8, 16, okay? So I'm a child of God. I flat out automatically get this inheritance. I'm now a child of God. I have this inheritance. It's just wonderful. You all at Romans chapter 8, verse 16, say amen. Amen. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit. So the Spirit of God testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. Guess who he's writing to? Uses, Christians, okay? He's writing to believers. So he's writing to believers, and he's saying that you're a child of God. Now, the day before I received Jesus, if you were to come up and ask me, hey, girl, are you going to heaven? And I would have said, well, I'm a such and such religion, without saying which one, because I only thought my faith religion went to heaven. So I would have said, well, I'm a part of this religion, or I would have said, I don't know. I sure hope so. I did not know. But the day I asked Jesus, and listen, I didn't even know half of what that I know now. I just simply said, Lord Jesus, I need you come into my life. I'm a mess. Ta-da. But for the little that I understood about the Bible, the one thing I knew was I was going to heaven. And it took me another year to get a Bible. to read Matthew and find out Matthew, Mark, Luke, John is actually books in the Bible. I mean, I didn't know nothing, but the one thing I knew and you couldn't talk me about was I was going to heaven, all righty? And part of it is, if you write down this Ephesians chapter 1 where it talks about, I'm not going to read it, that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God comes and he seals you in. And you know Abba Father. And you know heaven's yours. Okay, side note, just look that up, but I'm not going to go over that. So listen again, our inheritance is we share in the kingdom of God, and just because I'm a child of God, I have this inheritance, all right? Now listen to verse 17, I want to keep going. Now if we are children, now he's talking to Christians, right? Now if we are children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs, some Bible translations say joint heirs with Jesus. Now I'm going to talk about that in a second, but just keep reading. If indeed we share in his suffering in order that we may also share in his glory. I used to like scribble everything out that said suffering. Like suffering? No, I'm not doing that. Okay, no. And you should see some of my first Bibles that I had. Cross that one out. All right. So I want to just touch on this a little bit and then we'll get back to the air stuff. All righty. All right. So anytime the Bible talks about suffering, there's a couple of types. One, it's talking about being persecuted. Persecuted, okay? It's just one type. Such as we have brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world that are being persecuted for their faith. Not because what they wrote on Facebook and some dumb stuff, okay? But they're being persecuted by their faith. They're being thrown in jail. Many of them are being killed all over the world, okay? So that's a type of suffering, amen? That's big, all right? Now, we in America, we don't have it like that, okay? But we may suffer persecution like, people make fun of us. Nothing compared to people dying, okay? But we may suffer because people are making fun of us. They talk behind your back. You may not get that promotion because of that. You may suffer because of that. Or you just feel rejected. So that's one type of suffering. So it's talking about suffering, all right? And it's persecution. But here's the other one. How many of you have read your Bible before? Every hand better go up right now. Did you read your Bible before? Sure you did. Okay. Have you ever read your Bible and you're reading it and God gives you some instructions and you're like on how to live your life a certain way. And you're like, whoa, I don't know. I kind of really enjoy the way I'm living. Ouch. Okay. And what happens is your flesh nature, your flesh is suffering because God says, I do not do that. It will not end well, and I love you, okay? So your flesh suffers. Anybody have some, don't raise your hand, where you've read stuff, and you're like, yeah, but I like doing that. And your flesh goes, but then you go, okay, God, you're right. Absolutely, I love you. I'm going to walk it out, okay? So those are ways that we can suffer, all righty? Okay, now, interesting. Those are ways we suffer, but it doesn't have to do anything with you being perfect. Amen. Look at your person next to you and say, you're not perfect. Okay? It doesn't, this suffering thing doesn't have to be you're perfect, okay? Now, some people are heavily persecuted, and God says, I want you to live. And then there's, okay, so we have some people that are heavily persecuted, right? And then there's some people where God says, I want you to live this way, not that way, this way. And what they do is they walk away from God. They walk away from God, okay? Now, question. How do we receive Jesus into our life? Romans 10, 9 and 10. Ready? Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and then that's how you receive, okay? It's not that complicated, but man, we grow from that. But these people, there's some people that come to a place where they say, I don't believe Jesus is the Lord. I don't believe this Bible, and they walk away, okay? Now, I like what Andrew Womack says. If you think that might be you, it ain't you, because you're still thinking it's God. He said it so much fluffier, okay? But okay, we call that losing your salvation, okay? But if you think that might be me, it's not you, because you're still conscious, still believing, all right? So the key is here, we still believe. Am I perfect? Hang with me for a week. I am not perfect, okay? Okay, so this has nothing to do with suffering with being perfect. It's with a continued believing. It's a, hey, this is a journey, and we're just walking it out. We're walking it out. Praise God. So back to where I really want. That was like a little off rabbit trail, all right? But here we go. Look at verse 17 again. It says, if we are God's children, that means I've received Jesus into my life. I'm a child of God. If we are God's children, then we're heirs. Everybody say heirs. Okay, and we inherit the kingdom of God. You inherit that, okay? Heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Okay, in case you didn't know, God gave his kingdom to Jesus. When Jesus died, went to hell, rose again, sat down, God gave Jesus the whole kingdom. Jesus has the whole kingdom. And when we say joint heirs and heirs of God, if you've received Jesus, you get to share in the kingdom. Try telling a two-year-old, share, share, share. I love that. That's just so fun. Okay, but this is beautiful. We share in the kingdom of God. Praise God. So, again, if you're a child of God and you've invited Jesus into your life, you are now a child of God, okay? And we are going to heaven. That's our inheritance. And he's building, I got a mansion. If you want to live in the tent, have fun, okay? He's building this stuff for us. This is our inheritance. Okay, inheritance. Praise God. Hey, just right now, just close your eyes, lift your hands up and say, God, thank you for my inheritance. Thank you for my inheritance. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. All right. So our main idea is we receive our inheritance by believing in Jesus. And we're going to talk about the next part. And we receive rewards by living for him. So we're going to hop over to that part. All righty. In order to talk about rewards, I think we have to talk about our attitude. There was an attitude. Okay, we have to have the right attitude. Okay, so question, write this down. Why do we serve God? Why do we serve God? Okay, well, because he's going to give me rewards. True, okay? But why do we serve God? S-E-R-V-E. Why do you serve God? And I thought about this, and I thought, you know, even if there was not an inheritance, even if there were no rewards, I would serve him. Why? Because I was so pitiful. And he loved me so much that he'd send his son for me to die for me, to pay the price for my sin. I'd serve him. Anybody say amen? Okay. But there are rewards, all right? So I'm going to serve him because I love him and I'm thankful for him. Now, everybody say, I'm going to serve him because I love him and I'm just thankful. Now, raise your hand if you're one of these super duper intense competitive people. I played games with y'all. I used to think I was competitive, and then I played some games with some particular people who aren't here today. That's okay. And I thought, they are competitive. Whoa. So let me tell you a story. This is my dear friend. We were talking about this because I was playing with him. Let me change the names to protect the innocent. So my lady friend, the wife, was telling me a story about her husband. And when their kids were little, he would not let his kids win at Monopoly. He would never let his kids play win at any of the board games. And she would go, honey, for crying out loud, they're just little kids. Let them win. And he would say, you know, the world's pretty tough out there. They got to learn now, you know. it's a cruel world, baby. You know, we got to teach them. And she, but really the problem was, is he was super competitive. And if he lost, he was not nice. All right. So he was going to win at everything. All righty. Now, if you're competitive, you get it. If you're not competitive, you're like, what is with these people? All right. So now, if you're this super competitive, you got to watch it. You got to watch your attitude, okay, about your attitude towards rewards, because you could be like, get out of my way. I'm going to get all the rewards. I'm going to work harder than you because I'm getting all the rewards. I'm just going to, you know, okay. And you got to pull it back, all right, because we have to have the right attitude towards rewards. Some of you are like, Pastor D, I don't get that. I'll introduce you to competitive people, all righty. Now, if you are competitive, we serve the Lord because we love him, but I'm going to do my best. But we serve him because we love him. We love him for all that he's done for us, saved us, and all the rest, okay? Let me give you good scripture on that. Open up to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Again, we serve him because we love Jesus, right? And we're going to do our best, but we're not going to get into the work. All right, 1 Thessalonians, y'all over there? 1 Thessalonians, this is the Apostle Paul, and he says, we give thanks to God always for y'all, continually mentioning you in our prayers. Verse 3, recalling unceasingly before our God and our Father, and he's going to go over three things, three areas, your work, energized by faith, and your service, motivated by love, and unwavering hope in the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, I just want to talk about that middle one. Service or serving motivated by love. Everybody write that down. Service motivated by love, all right? So why do I serve the Lord? For rewards? No. I serve him because I love him and all that he's done for me, okay? I serve him because he's just saved a pitiful me. I serve him, okay? I serve him because I love him, all right? So I serve him because I'm motivated by this love. Okay, so that's one part. But, okay, motivated by love. The other reason why we all serve him, it's about people. It's about people, okay? It's not the me. It's about people, okay? Now, I have to keep tabs on this some days, all right? Like, I'm not, I've got to share Jesus because it's my task. I got to do it. It's my job. And I can forget. It's like I got a clicker, click, 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 click. I told people, click, click, I did this many people. No. I got to remember, it's not a job. It's not a clicker. It's about people. And how many of you know people that don't know Jesus? And you know where their eternity is right now. Okay? So I serve him because I'm motivated because I love people. Amen? I love them. I love people. So why do we do it? Out of love. Now, we got volunteers in this church that from the moment you hit the mailbox down there and you go upstairs and downstairs and any light that's on and any sound that's on, it's because of volunteers. All right. And why do you do it? Well, to help us. But why do we do it? Because we believe everything we do, we serve people. And we believe that the part of our vision is to gather, grow, and go. And we go to people. We go to those who are far away. We go to those whose lives are hopeless. We go to the sick and the dying. Okay. We go, this is easy. We go to connect people with God. Okay, so that's why we serve, out of love and for people. Amen? So, got a question for you. Write this down. Really, there are two questions. Ready? They're good questions. Don't get crazy on me. Ready? Ready? Here you go. What will be our reward? That's a good question. Okay, I'm serving the Lord. Am I the only one that ever wanted to know what the reward was? How many of your kids, so you'd say, go rake this, clean that, and they're like, well, how much candy do I get? Or what do I get? It's okay to ask that. So write that down. You're a big kid. What will be the reward? What are the rewards? Okay. What are our rewards? If you study Jesus, if you study the epistles, what Paul wrote, if you study, they will give you some of the rewards. Ready? God's going to reward you for your attitude. God's going to reward you for serving. God's going to reward you for turning the other cheek. God's going to reward you for walking in love with people, certain people. God's going to reward you just for walking in love, okay? That's only a few of them. There are rewards for doing those things, okay? But listen, this is the cool part. Everything we do, He's watching. Now you go, no. Everything we do, all those things I just listed, you know, our attitude, our service, walking in love, He's watching and He's going to reward you. Those are good things. You should be smiling right now. Michelle, in children's ministry, we'd pass out lollipops right now. Just keep them happy, all right? Okay. Now, for some of you, just to come to church this morning, because of all the stuff that's going on in your life, and you made it, God sees that. Some of you, you're going through, what do we say, hell and high water, just really tough times, and God, and you still choose to serve the Lord. God sees that. There's some people that are just like walking through storms and you know, bad medical things, just horrible things with kids, have a teenager, you know, you're walking through that and you're still pursuing God. You still pursue God. All of this is blowing up. And you know what's so cool? God sees that and He's going to reward you. Amen. So be encouraged, all right? Now, again, we got lots of volunteers, and I tried to remember to thank you, and probably I don't thank all volunteers. Thank you enough. But listen, whatever you serve the Lord here or wherever, He sees you, and He is a God that rewards. I may not say thank you, and you know how I love to write notes, okay? But God sees you, and He's gonna reward you. So praise God, all right? So what do I want to do? I want to live my life full blast for the Lord. Now, I don't live my life full blast for the Lord serving Him for the rewards. I serve Him full blast because I love Him, and I love people. Amen? Now, again, what are our rewards? Jesus talks about it. The Apostle Paul talks about it. Okay, the Bible talks that now rewards are inheritance is what you have simply because you received Jesus. Rewards, you get them in heaven, baby. Okay, they're in heaven. So the Bible says our rewards are in heaven, and our rewards, they're good. Everybody say rewards are good. Did you ever play that Christmas time, the white elephant game? Some of the dumb stuff you get, like, that wasn't good. You know, okay, a toilet plunger, unless you need it, okay. But God's rewards are good, okay? So in heaven, we are all heirs, but this is talking about rewards, okay? Now, the Bible says, when you get to heaven, there are some that will be great-er, some will be less-er, and some will be in-between-er, part of your rewards, all right? The Bible says some people serve down here really well, and they're going to be great up there. And you might be up there going, how did they get their pile of rewards? I thought that person was a big shot. Look at their pile. Look at this person. This might be the person that was just faithful. And I don't ever say just. Faithfulness is amazing. And there's rewards for that, okay? But they were faithful, faithful to pray. Faithful to pray for missionaries, faithful to pray for me, faithful to pray for the persecuted church and this and that, okay? And we might be going, wow, okay? But I don't want to be that. Okay, how about this? Remember, God's watching everything and He's a rewarder. Praise the Lord. The Bible talks about positions, those that are faithful over little, He'll make faithful over much. The Bible talks about, listen to this, some will be closer to the throne.
I just crack up laughing about that one. Okay, here's another one. Talks about crowns. It talks about treasures. I don't know what treasures are, okay? Listen to this one. The Bible says, he who gives to the poor will receive treasures in heaven. Lend to the poor, but you get treasures in heaven. I don't know what treasures look like, okay? But I do know there's treasures and rewards in heaven. And that's pretty cool. So when you serve God, when you serve him, there are rewards. That's all you have to just get in your heart, okay? Let me give you a scripture because it'll get better. This is by Peter. Now, listen to Peter. He hung out with Jesus for 3.5 years. Don't have to listen to me, but listen to Peter. Ready? Peter said this. Ready? Maybe not. Missed a scripture. Oh, no, Jesus said this. Turn to Revelation. Let me do this one first. I'll give you Peter in a minute. Revelation. Revelation is wrapping up the Bible. It's like soon you're going to hit the back cover, okay? They're wrapping up the Bible, and Jesus is actually, Apostle John is in heaven, and he has encounters with Jesus, and he sees, and he's talking to him. Listen to what Jesus said. Revelation 22, verse 12. Revelation 22, verse 12. And we've gone over these scriptures a lot because we've been talking about heaven. But here we go. This is what he says. Look, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me. I will give to each person according to what they have done. Alrighty? Now, If he just said, look, I'm coming soon, my reward is with me, I could have argued with him, it could have been an inheritance, but he keeps going on. Listen, look, I'm coming soon, my reward is with me. The word for reward is to be paid for your services. How many of you like Payday Friday? Direct deposit Friday, whatever, okay? Back in the day, all right? So he's saying your reward is to be paid for your services, all right? So he's saying, I will give to each person. He's talking to Christians. You've already received Jesus. You already have inheritance. But he says, I will give to Christians a reward. Everybody say, that's positive, not negative. Yeah, all right? So I'm going to give to each person a Christian according to what they've done. According to what they've done. According to what they've done. According to what I've done. Okay, so God is watching what I'm doing on the earth. Praise God. Now, let me read this out of another translation. The Amplified says it even really good. Here we go. Behold, I, Jesus, am coming quickly. My reward is with me to give each one according to the merit of his deeds, his earthly works, and his faithfulness. Oh, I love faithfulness. Okay. The Message Bible, put your seatbelt on. I'm going to blast you out with this one. He says, listen to this, Message Bible. Yes, I'm on my way. I'll be there soon. I'm bringing my payroll. I'll pay all people in full for their life works. Isn't that pretty cool? I love that. Okay, I just love that. So listen, I can't tell you what all the rewards are. The Bible doesn't spell them all out. But I tell you what, I'm not living for rewards. I'm going to serve the Lord because I love him. But I know there's rewards. Okay, I'm not that dumb. I like that. All righty? Now I'm going to talk about a little negative, but I'll get you on the positive. Let's talk about sin and worldliness. Okay? And write this down. Can they hinder your rewards? Well, I didn't say that, but you're right. Okay. Now, sin and worldliness, and we'll talk about that, can they hinder your rewards in heaven, okay? So first off, all believers, well, everybody's going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Some are going to go on the left side, and they got a different kind of judgment. But all believers will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, okay? But I'm not, okay, I'm good, okay. And write this down. Write down 2 Corinthians 5:10, okay? And I'm going to go over that scripture right at the end. But all Christians are going to stand there, okay, before the judgment seat of Christ. Let me jump in a little story. So when I first read the judgment seat of Christ, I kind of got freaked out. I was like, number one, I hadn't read my Bible myself. Number two, I listened to somebody else that was really dumb, and I believed it. But somebody must have said this, that when you die and you go to heaven, you're going to go to the judgment seat of Christ, which we are, but we're on the right side, okay? And they're going to play a video of all your sins. that you ever did. Okay, but I believe that, so I was a little freaking out about dying and going to the judgment seat, okay? And everybody's going to see, and they're like, Dee, you were really terrible. Yes, but I said I was sorry. Okay, but that's not what happens at the judgment seat of Christ if you're a believer, okay? You should be like, yay, because Jesus paid your judgment. Woo! It's like someone paid off your house. It's even better. Whoa, man. Someone paid your car loan, your college loan. Whoa. Okay, that's what it means. Like, just paid off your judgment, all righty? Okay? It says, where's that? While we were still in our trespasses and sin, it's in Ephesians, while we were still in our trespasses and sin, Jesus paid the judgments. All right, so you should be, so I'm going to be running up to the judgment seat of Christ because I know that, all righty? Now, so everybody say, Jesus paid the judgment for my sin. Woo! And I had someone, I was sharing this with someone, they said, Pastor D, you shouldn't tell anybody that because they'll think they could live like the devil. Because, you know, Jesus paid all the sins, you can just go live crazy. And I'm like, listen, I'm just going to tell you from my own personal experience. When I finally knew, and it probably took about 10 years till I really knew that, where I was just settled in my heart, where I just knew that. And I read it, and I read it, and I knew that, and I read it, and I knew that. And when I knew that, I was just so set free, and I wanted to live that holy and pure life for the Lord. Okay, it didn't like Jesus paid the judgment for your sins, so keep on sinning. I did the exact opposite. Jesus paid the judgment for all my sins, past, present, and future. I just want to live for him. Live a great life. Amen. All righty. Praise God. Praise God. Now, do I still live in this body and it wants to mess up? Yes. Do I still have to renew this mind because it is just thinking and doing things? Yes. Okay, and I'm going to do all of those things, renew my mind so that I'll know what Jesus has done for me so I can live this better life. Okay, praise God. But whoa, Jesus took my judgment for sin. Woo! Okay. Now, the question was, can sin hinder your rewards? Yes. Okay, sin and worldliness can hinder your rewards. Okay, picture this. We're at the Olympics, which we got to pray that they have them, okay? But we're at the Olympics, okay? The stadium's full. And this whole row, you two rows, you're racers. You're racing, okay? You're what do they run? 100? I don't know any of that stuff, okay? Yeah, pick the one. And you all, you racers, you get into your place and you're getting ready to run. And by the way, how are you dressed? This is the one time less is best. Do you ever see what they're wearing? Less is best. And there's a reason for it, okay? So they're all at the marks with their less is best, sponsored by Armour, Under Armour, you know. Thanks, Stephen. Okay, so they're all there. And then I come trucking up, dressed for the Antarctic. Okay, I got my Under Armour, and my sweater and my hoodie and my big parka with the big fluffy fur here. I got gloves and boots, and I'm ready. Okay, the gun goes off. Okay, I am not probably going to win any medals, right? And I'm going to make it because I'm just one of those, you said I can, I will. Okay, I'm going to make it to the finish line. Okay, but the way I'm dressed is going to hinder my race. Ta-da! Okay, things, sin, and worldliness will hinder your race. Praise God. So here's my question. What parkas and boots are you wearing in your race? Don't look at me. Look down at your paper. Okay. Right? Okay. What's slowing you down in your race? What's slowing you down in your race? All righty. Now, I'm going to give you a good scripture. Turn over to Hebrews 12:1. Then I'm getting to Peter. I didn't forget Peter. Hebrews 12:1. Okay, it'll put it all together. Ready? Hebrews 12:1. Since we have such a huge crowd of men and women of faith watching us from the grandstand, that's Hebrews chapter 11. Read that. That's what he's talking about. Okay? Let us strip off anything that slows down or holds us back. A lot of translations will say, let us cast off weights. What are weights? A lot of time they're just good things that we let have too much time, okay? Or, you know, not every worldly thing is a bad thing, but if it takes your time from the Lord, it's need to strip off, okay? So let us strip off anything that slows us down or holds us back, especially those sins and weights that wrap themselves so tightly around our feet and trips us up. Let us run with patience that particular race that God has set before us. Okay. So guys, God has created every single one of you for a purpose. You're just not sitting taking up space. He's given you a purpose on the planet, okay? And for me, I'm Pastor D. That's my purpose, all righty? Now, I can pastor in my purpose at a high level or a low level. Oh, yeah. Okay? I can just sort of get really involved in the world. I mean, good things, fun things. I can get a lot involved in that. Okay, and then maybe I'm not spending the time for my plan, the purposes God has in my life, and I don't spend prep time, and then you sit here even more bored than you are right now, because I didn't prepare. So listen, my purpose, my plans, I can walk in a high level or I can walk in a low level. I got to find the balance. You can walk in whatever your plans and purpose are in God in a high level and a low level, but you got to get a balance in your life, okay? And everybody say sin. And I can get into sin. Now I'm probably not going to do the big, bad, and dirty, right? I'm probably just going to do some little things here and like little things that I struggle with, and I'm going, oh, I just petted it. It's not that bad. And the Lord's saying, don't. And I struggle with that, and it slows my race down. Okay. Let's go back to Hebrews 12:1. Let us run with patience the race. Let us run our race, our purpose, our calls in our life, with patience, that particular race. Let's talk about your purpose, all right? What's your purpose? Whatever God created you to do, do it for His kingdom, all righty? So, question, what are things that are slowing your race down? Have you allowed the weight of this world? Netflix, I just want to kick myself some days. Like 2 shows? That was dumb. Okay, that'll slow. Was it bad? I don't watch bad anymore, okay? But it slows my race out, okay? So some of you might be too involved in things. Some of you, it just has knocked your life out of balance. Some of you may have a sin that's taken you out of your race for 1, 2, 3 years. I've seen that, okay? So, and there's some people, their sin just trips them up. And you know what we do? Listen, we do not point fingers at people that are muffing up sin, messing up. When we see that, we go and help them. Number one, you pray. Amen. Do not get in people's face until you pray. Because I have to clean up your mess afterwards, okay? So number one, we pray for that person. And then we commission the Holy Spirit. Because He says things better than you sometimes, okay? It just kind of works on your heart. Okay, and then we go, God, send us somebody else, okay? And then we go, God, do you want to use me? You're like number 4 on the list. And then you go speak the truth in love. And then, before even that, you just go see if they have ears open, okay? And you speak to their ears, command them open. All right, so that's a side thought. Take that. It's really good. And then I won't clean up your messes. Praise God. Okay, so the Bible has some things that can hinder your race, all right? Hinder your race and actually hinder your rewards, righty? Okay. Now, Peter. I was going to get there. 1 Peter 1:15. Just as He called you is holy, Okay, and it's talking about being pure. So be holy or pure in all you do. For, verse 16, for it is written, behold. For it is written, excuse me, be holy because I am holy. Okay, now again, he's talking to Christians. Since you call on a father, you're a Christian, who judges, the father judges. What? The father judges each person's work impartially. So one, he's going to judge you. Two, impartially. He's not comparing you to somebody else. He knows your heart. He judges you, okay? But he judges you. Live out your time as foreigners, or as my dad from Brooklyn would say, foreigners, here, in reverential fear, okay? So you are not being judged about your inheritance. If you've received Jesus, you have an inheritance, okay? But we are judged for how we live our life here. And about rewards, okay? So he's saying, hey, listen, Jesus is going to examine your life, and you're going to get rewards. Some of you are like freaking out. He's going to look at my life. No, no, come on. He's going to judge your life, examine your life, and you're going to get rewards, all righty? So I like that part about foreigners or foreigners. You know what that means? Live your life like that. That means don't plant your roots here. You're just kind of cruising through. You're just kind of visiting this earth. This is not it, baby. Earth is not it. So he's saying, just live like you're passing through, okay? And by the way, I'm a child of God. I've had my sins forgiven. I'm a child of God. My inheritance is heaven. I'm going back to heaven. Woo! So I'm going to live with that mentality. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven, okay? So question. Can you enjoy this world? Yes. Can you enjoy sports? Yes. Can you enjoy your hobbies? Some of you have gardening as a hobby. Go for it. Yay, okay? Listen, enjoy while you're on the planet, okay? But make sure it doesn't become a weight and slows down your race for the plans and purposes God's called you to. Because we are called to love Him and love people and tell them about Jesus. Amen. I think that's almost a good time. No, I promise you this one more scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Ready? 2 Corinthians 5:17. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, okay? The reward seat. That word, that judgment seat is also reward. That's where I'm going. I'm going to the right. I'm going to the reward seat. So we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ that we may receive what is due us for the things done in the body, whether good or bad, all right? So here's the exciting thing. You got rewards. You got rewards coming, all right? So, but I want a pile. I don't want to get up there and go, okay? Praise God, Lord. All right. So here's the good news. Jesus is coming with a payroll. He's going to pay you for your serving Him upon the earth. And the way you serve Him is different than the way she serves Him. And the way your plans, the plans God has for you is so different than the way God has plans for you. Okay, but you are called for a purpose. And I want to serve Him. And I'm not living for rewards, but I'm not a dumb kid. All right? So let me pray for you. Let's just get, you know what, just this is a God moment. This is cool. Everybody just get real still. Just real still. Just get in a God moment. Okay, I'm going to talk to all the Christians, believers, you're born again. I'm talking to myself, all right? There are times, there are regular times where the Bible says, search my heart, O Lord. There are regular times I search my heart, and the Lord will say, you got a parka on, D, those boots, okay? And I just get really quiet, and I just adjust my life, all right? So right now, just get really quiet. If you're wearing a parka and boots, just say, Lord, I'm just going to lay that thing down, right? I'm going to run fast for you. And some of you, just search your heart, and the Lord's going to say, high five, you're doing great. Keep running. No sin. No weights. Go. That's good, all right? All right? But right now, everybody just have a God moment and just like, Lord, you know, if there's something in my life, I'm going to throw them away, and I'm going to run the race. I'm going to let go of bitterness. I'm going to let go of just this anger that I've had about this issue in life. Lord, I'm just throwing those things aside because, Lord, I'm going to run. I'm going to run full blast for you because I love you. I love what you've done in my life. I love what you love. You love people. So just right now, just say, Lord, I'm running the race. Amen. So praise God. Everybody just quiet. Just enjoy your moment with God. Praise God. Some of you, maybe you came here today and you don't even know you had an eternity. Some of you may have come here today and just thought, shoot, I don't even know if God exists. But man, I'm something on the inside's just beating on the inside. And maybe you're here today and you just kind of question that whole thing. Like you grew up in a Christian home and you knew him in your head, but you didn't have him in your heart. All I can tell you is what Jesus said. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father, to heaven, except through me. And if you call on my name, I will rescue you. I will make you my child. And eternity and inheritance and rewards are there for you. So if there's anybody here and just God, just the Holy Spirit's just, that's really what you're thinking. The Holy Spirit's just dealing with your heart. And you'd say, I'm ready. I believe. I'd like to pray with you. And I specifically want to pray if you have prayed and asked Jesus to be Lord of your life, but you have just pushed him outside, far down the road at the end in the parking lot, and you're just like, I'm just tired, and I'm coming back. Well, he loves comebacks, okay? He's always got a good comeback story. So I want you to pray this prayer. Just mean it from your heart. If you're praying this from the first time, just mean it from your heart. Just pray it from your heart. And everybody, let's just help him pray. Say, Lord God, I realize I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I need Jesus. And Jesus, thank you for dying for me, for my sins and the sins of the world. And today, I accept you as my Savior. Today, I let you be Lord of my life. And I will serve you all the days of my life. I'm now a child of God. Heaven's my final destination. And I thank you for it. Amen. Praise God. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, a miracle took place and you may not feel any different. You may not look any different. But you were changed on the inside. The life of God. And he says, I make you brand new on the inside. You have a new life and a new race to run. And if you prayed that prayer, I'd love to hear from you. Just come up and go, Pastor D, that was me. And I have a book for you. If you've prayed that prayer where you, what we call just giving your whole heart back to the Lord, hey, I'm so proud of you. Amen. Well, let's stand up. Woohoo! Hey, just another one. I didn't get this from the bookstore. It's a book by Daniel Colenda. He's the gentleman, Reinhard Bonnke.